Kira, marketing director at Emerald City Events, leaned her chin on her hand. OTP, please tell me you've heard of it. Olivia shrugged. Sure, hasn't everyone? Kira shot Naomi a pointed look and smirked. See? And like I said, Naomi wiggled her left hand, the platinum wedding band gleaming against her deep brown skin. Married. So was Liv. The tan line on Olivia's ring finger had faded months ago, unlike the habit she had of running her thumb along the space where her wedding ring had once rested. She tucked her hand under her thigh and smiled. I thought you were seeing that barista. What's her name? Blake? Oh, totally. Strictly secondhand knowledge of the app on my part. I've got a cousin who met their boyfriend on the app, but that's it. Kira grinned at Naomi. But at least I know about it. OOC, OTP, AO3, PWP, you kids and your abbreviations, Naomi tutted. You want to know the only three-letter acronym I give a damn about? She tapped the pin on her lapel and grinned. COO, thank you very much. Kira crowed in delight. PWP? Naomi, you naughty girl, what have you been reading? Olivia hid her smile behind her fingers. Utterly unabashed, Naomi shrugged one shoulder. I like what I like. I've got another three-letter acronym for you. Kira swiveled her chair from side to side, in time with each letter she listed. V-I-P. She waited for the punchline, for Kira or Naomi to expound on what those three letters meant in the context of their conversation. Who's a VIP? Emerald City Events, Seattle's premier events management company, catered to a variety of clientele, from street festivals to nonprofits to Fortune 500 tech companies. Olivia had yet to help with an event for any of their higher-profile clients, but she knew they existed. Brendan Lowell, Kira said, owner and creator of OTP. That explained why Kira and Naomi were discussing the dating app. Does he want to hire us for an event? Mm-hmm. His wedding. Kira leaned her elbows on her desk. Lori's upstairs having kittens. Olivia frowned. Shouldn't Lori be thrilled? She would be, Naomi said, if he hadn't called her last minute. Oh. Shotgun wedding? She wrinkled her nose. Do people still call them that? I mean, do people even care? You're the one who grew up in BFE, Liv. You tell me. Kira snickered, sobering quickly. Sorry, it's really not funny. Brendan Lowell had plans to get married over on the Olympic Peninsula. The venue was all-inclusive. Event planner, catering, DJ, decorations, cake, the whole shebang offered in-house. Sounds great, right? Call it a hunch, but Olivia was going to go with no. Apparently, there was a fire at the venue yesterday. Extensive damage to the rental house and ceremony space. They've canceled all events through the end of the year. Kira grimaced. Lowell got a full refund on his deposit, obviously, but they're starting from scratch with 3 weeks until the big day. Guests have already booked flights, so they're pretty adamant about not changing the date. 3 weeks was less than ideal, but it was doable. With the right budget, Olivia could probably plan a wedding in half that time. Money talked, and it opened doors. Facts of life. Lori could pull it off. Lori could pull it off if she weren't already booked that day, Naomi said, brows rising. Hell, she'll still pull it off, even if it kills her. She's upstairs, trying to figure out how to break it to her other client that she's going to miss their big day. Lori's had me step in before. Kira's lips drew to the side. Yeah, except the other client. It's her daughter. Olivia's jaw dropped.